Practice Test 4. Listening. Part 2. In this part of the test, you will hear 4 short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions that are printed in the test booklet. Read the questions silently. Then listen to the talk. You can take notes in the booklet. Then listen to each question and choose the best answer from the answer choices. Mark your answers. You should mark A, B, C, or D. There are a total of 20 questions about the 4 short talks. Look at the questions. Then listen to a teacher in a film class.
Good afternoon, students. As you've probably heard, the college is hosting an international film festival this semester. The good news is that all students taking this class get free entry to all the festival events. But the downside is, you have to write a report on 2 films you see. This is a compulsory assignment that will count towards your final grade. Basically, I'd like you to choose 2 films from different parts of the world that are similar. For instance, 2 comedies, 2 horror movies, 2 family dramas, etc. Have a good look at the festival program in advance to help you make your choice. I've made copies for everyone. Here, take one and pass the rest around. It gives titles, a brief description of each movie, and the country it was made in. Oh, and you can find out more from the festival website. When you've seen your chosen films, you have to do 2 things. First, write a short review of each movie, commenting on all the aspects we've been studying, the direction, the acting, the photography, any themes you can identify. In other words, be as thorough as possible. Then, write an essay comparing the movies. The fact that they're of the same genre should make this easier. I'd like you also to judge which one is better in your opinion, and explain why. The essay should be about 1,000 words long. So don't forget to go and see the college secretary this week, and she'll give you the special badge that you need to show at the ticket office for free admission. If you have any more questions, come and see me.
Number 31. Why is the teacher talking to the class? Number 32. What are the students supposed to do? Number 33. What did the teacher hand out? Number 34. Why should students see the college secretary? Number 35. What does the teacher mean when he says,
in other words, be as thorough as possible?
Look at the questions. Then listen to a radio program about an eclipse of the sun.
Good evening and welcome to West Coast Radio. Our main story tonight is, of course, the total solar eclipse due to take place tomorrow. Shortly after 11 a.m., the moon will begin to block our view of the sun, and for a couple of minutes it will be completely dark, even though it's the middle of the day. Although the moon blocks the sun in this way twice a year on average, each eclipse occurs in a different location, and we won't see another one in our area for almost a century. During an eclipse, safety is an absolute priority, as looking at the sun without protection can ruin your eyesight. Plastic sunglasses with special filters are on sale now in local stores, and pairs of glasses have already been handed out to every schoolchild. To educate the public about safe viewing, a number of workshops have been held at community centers. The eclipse has also been a hot topic in classrooms, with many students researching the subject. Of course, local businesses are making the most of it, with clothes stores selling eclipse t-shirts and cafes serving things like sunshine tea and mooncakes. Anyway, back to tomorrow. Telescopes covered with special filters have been installed at points throughout the city, so anyone who wants to get a closer look at the eclipse can do so. Here in the station, we'll be providing live coverage of the event, and we'll be joined by an astronomy expert who will explain exactly what's happening at each and every stage of the eclipse. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow as you observe this incredible spectacle.
Number 36. When do solar eclipses usually occur? Number 37. What does the speaker strongly advise listeners to do? Number 38. What are school children doing because of the eclipse? Number 39. Why does the speaker mention sunshine tea and mooncakes? Number 40. What will tomorrow's program include? Number 41. At the end of the report, what does the speaker encourage listeners to do? Look at the questions. Then listen to a tour guide at a historical site.
Hello, and welcome to the Gettysburg National Military Park, the site of the Battle of Gettysburg in 1863. This battle was fought during the American Civil War. Before we start our tour, let me give you some brief historical background, as those of you from overseas may be less familiar with American history. The Civil War in this country took place in the 19th century between the northern and the southern states. This war was fought over the issue of slavery. The northern states were against having slaves, but the South, where slavery was common, thought it should continue. The Battle of Gettysburg was a turning point in the war because after 3 days of intense fighting, the Southern Army was finally defeated and, as a result, lost the war. Today you'll see the battlefields, and then we'll go to the soldiers' cemetery. This is where the dead from Gettysburg, and from all of America's wars after that, are buried. But before we go outside, we'll begin by looking around the museum, which is here in the visitor center. The exhibits will take you through the events of the war in detail. And there's also a very realistic movie which recreates the battle. That should take us about an hour and a half. Afterwards, we'll take a break for refreshments in the saloon, which looks just like the kind of saloon that would have offered food and drinks to soldiers during the Civil War. We'll come back to the visitor center at the end of the day. And don't miss our bookstore, where you can pick up reading material and souvenirs. Now, if you'll follow me.
Number 42. What does the speaker suggest about participants on the tour? Number 43. Who is buried at the Soldiers' Cemetery? Number 44. According to the speaker, what can visitors do in the saloon? Number 45. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"The Battle of Gettysburg was a turning point in the war"?
Look at the questions. Then listen to a new manager talking to members of the staff.
Good morning, everyone. I called this meeting today so that I could introduce myself properly to you. As some of you already know, I was asked to join the company as part of an initiative to increase sales. Before this, I was managing a well-known toy company in New York. To be honest, after so many years in the big city, I had my doubts about moving to such a quiet area. But I've been happy to discover that this office is a dynamic working environment, and I can see myself settling in very well. Now, my first objective is to get to know you. I'll be walking around over the next day or two so that I can meet you all at your desks. I should warn you, though, it takes me a while to learn names, so if I get confused, please don't take it personally. One thing I'd like to introduce is a regular reporting system. It's something that's been very useful to me in previous management jobs. So, twice a month, I'd like each of you to write a short summary of the work you've been doing. It doesn't have to be very detailed. A paragraph is enough. And finally, I've always believed in an open-door policy in the workplace. So please, feel free to drop into my office anytime you have any complaints or worries. You could also write a note and put it in the suggestion box that I'm going to have outside my office. Well, I guess that's about it. You've heard what I have to say. Now it's your turn. We've got about 5 minutes left, so over to you. Any comments or questions?
Number 46. What reason does the speaker give for joining the company? Number 47. What is the speaker planning to do over the next couple of days? Number 48. Why does the speaker want to introduce a reporting system? Number 49. After the speaker finished talking, what did he expect the audience to do? Number 50. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"I've always believed in an open door policy in the workplace.